Splash. Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Yeah, it wasn't always pretty or convincing, but the Arizona Cardinals moved their record to 3-0 with a 31-19 win over the Jacksonville Jaguars at TIAA Bank Stadium. James Conner ran for two touchdowns. Byron Murphy's 29-yard interception return for a touchdown late in the third quarter gave the Cardinals the lead for good. Kyler Murray was good, threw for 316 yards, ran for a touchdown, but had a bad interception for the third straight game. First time the Cardinals have started a season 3-0 since 2015. That team ended up in the NFC Championship game. Coincidence? Yeah, probably at this point it is. Meanwhile, Jacksonville lost its 18th straight game dating back to last season. Cardinals have another road game Sunday in Week 4 against the unbeaten L.A. Rams.
Yeah, this is going to be quite an upcoming weekend. It's going to be quite exciting. This is the L.A. Phoenix thing. This is a different twist to it all. But a couple of unbeaten teams going at it in Los Angeles next weekend. It, with a Rams crowd now that is getting very bandwagonish. Did you see it yesterday? Larry David.
Not in L.A.
Chris Paul.
Jason Sudeikis. Mikal
Bridges.
Yeah. I
Isn't
saw
Jason
that.
Jason Sudeikis a Chiefs fan?
Yes.
How dare he?
But you live in L.A., I guess, so.
I think he was wearing a blue cap, though.
Unbelievable that Ted Lasso would flip.
I know!
His loyalty like that is disgusting.
Uh-huh. So this is going to... We're not talking about it today, but come next week, and it's going to be
It's
a monumental opportunity for the Cardinals.
Yeah, about those Rams, though, they broke Tampa Bay's winning streak. 34-24 win for L.A. at SoFi Stadium. Matthew Stafford, again, going off. 343 yards, four touchdowns, no picks in the win for the Rams. So they stay undefeated, keep pace with the Cardinals. Great game at Santa Clara last night.
Oh,
but that knocked the 49ers from the ranks of the unbeaten. Mason Crosby kicks a 51-yard field goal as time expired, giving the Packers a 30-28 win over San Francisco. The 49ers had taken their first lead with 37 seconds left as Jimmy Garoppolo hit Kyle Juszczyk on a 12-yard touchdown pass. But Aaron Rodgers drove the Packers into field goal range.
With no timeouts. 37 seconds.
37 seconds is too long.
I know.
Yeah. And the Packers
Think he wasn't loving that.
Oh, yeah. They moved to 2-1 on the season. The Seahawks lost for the second straight week. They fall 30-17 at Minnesota. Dalvin Cook didn't play for the Vikings, but Kirk Cousins did. He threw three touchdown passes in the win. And suddenly, the Seahawks are two games behind the Cardinals and Rams just 3 weeks into the season.
No, these are good developments.
Yes. Week 3 of the NFL wraps up tonight in Arlington. Dallas Cowboys hosting the Philadelphia Eagles. Kickoff is at 5:15. The Phoenix Suns, media day today. Training camp starts tomorrow, but Devin Booker will not be among the Suns at either.
Honestly, yo, I'm feeling straight, man. The only thing that I'm doing with no taste, no smell, which is the worst part of it, but I'm about a weekend. I'm going to be back in no time.
That's Devin Booker on Twitch last night, kind of making it known that he's got COVID. So he's in the health and safety protocols. And as you hear, he says he'll be back in no time.
Wow.
Times three.
Okay. No, times three.
Yeah.
No time cubed.
ASU opened up Pac-12 play on Saturday. 35-13 win over Colorado at Sun Devil Stadium. Jaden Daniels, Rashad White each had two touchdowns for the Devils. The win wasn't enough to put ASU back in the top 25. Oregon, who beat Arizona 41-19 in Eugene, they remain third in the poll. UCLA moved up four spots to number 20 after their win over Stanford, but that's the only Pac-12 representation. And hey, how about Arizona covering the spread in Eugene?
Thank goodness. Well, thank goodness there wasn't like five more minutes in that game because
it was trending in the wrong direction by the end of the game. That's all right.
D-backs did not get swept by the Dodgers over the weekend, but they did get shut out in Sunday series finale. Julio Urias and four relievers combined on a seven-hitter as the Dodgers won 3-0. All the L.A. offense came off solo home runs served up by Humberto Castellanos. Corey Seager had two of them. Dodgers finished up their year against the D-backs 16-3.
Yeah.
Off day today for the Snakes. They start their final road series of the year tomorrow night in San Francisco against the Giants. So maybe still an opportunity for the D-backs to...
To do what?
To affect who is the National League West champion.
And to not set the team record in losses.
Yes, that is true. They're up to 106, is that correct?
Yeah, with six left.
Yeah, if they go 0-6, that's a new record.
Yeah.
Coyotes open up their preseason schedule tonight against the L.A. Kings at Gila River Arena. Game gets underway at 7. The Phoenix Mercury are through to the WNBA semifinals after they held on to beat Seattle. 85-80 in overtime. Diana Taurasi returned from an ankle injury, played 33 minutes, scored 14 points, including a couple of huge buckets in overtime. Mercury will now face the second-seeded Las Vegas Aces in a best-of-five series that begins tomorrow night. Man, those one-game eliminations,
yeah,
those are rough.
Yeah, well, unless you win.
Unless you win.
Then they're great.
Yeah.
Then
they're fun.
Then they're a lot of fun.
It's too much.
It's so outcome-related in that whole thing. Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, as soon as the Cardinals game ended, I switched over to the end. I got the notification, hey, it's a close game notification.
Yeah, so did I.
So I watched the end of that game. Free throw shooting, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, not good. Not
terrible.
Good.
Terrible.
And the Ryder Cup, once again, belongs to the United States. They handed Europe their worst whooping in the history of that event, as that event went down in Wisconsin. 19-9, the final score. Did you catch Ryder Cup fever over the weekend?
I did not, but I will say this. It was a good showing from a new generation of American golfers that, you know, it's not the Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson era, and this group really hammered the Europeans, pounded them.
Yeah,
yeah.
It was never in doubt, really.
No. So this
Dustin Johnson 5-0.
Yeah.
Whatever the heck that means.
No, I'm just
he won all five of his matches, is what it means.
That's the first time in a really long time that's happened.
It's only happened like five times in history.
Yeah.
So it was really great showing for them. So golf, what a dork!
They're dancing in the streets of fill in the blank American city.
Right. That's true. Right.